Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 21st of April, a mostly sunny morning here in Auroville on 32 degrees Celsius, and we can expect very warm with sunshine and some clouds, and clear to partly cloudy and very warm over the night. Temperatures from low of 30 to high of 36 with heat index on 44 degrees Celsius. Hot day ahead of us, and as we can see the forecast, the temperature will still be rising over the weekend with hot, abundant and brilliant sunshine. Maximum ultraviolet index today 9, very high. Southerly winds at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. Moon is full, a mini full moon in Scorpio. The full moon in Scorpio is bringing light to all the shadow dynamics that lie underneath the surface. The very things we don't want to look at or have been avoiding dealing with are likely to come to light right now. It is interesting to note that the full moon is conjunct Juno, the asteroid goddess of partnership and marriage. So there's a focus on relationships, commitments and contractual arrangements with others, as well as our personal commitment to ourselves, our own growth and evolution, and navigation the shadow dance with as much conscious as we can master. Let us see what's going on in the city of Dawn. And this morning we have Ashvika and Arvind with us in the studio, updating us with Adi Shakti and inviting us to some interesting performances. Good morning, Ashvika. Good morning, Arvind, and welcome to our studio. And you two are coming from Adi Shakti, and this month is in a spirit of Vinapani Chawla, yeah?
Yes.
What did you prepare?
We have this second edition of our month-long festival in April, which is our birthday month, remembering Vinapani, where friends, admirers, people who have valued her work from all over India and some parts of the world come in a spontaneous celebration.
So this weekend, there are two really interesting shows, right?
Yes.
Ashvika?
On Saturday, we have Pia Behrupia at 7:30, which is an adaptation of the Twelfth Night, Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, and it is directed by Atul Kumar. And this play is has been commissioned by the Globe Theatre from London to do to be part of their festival last year. And since then, they've traveled across the globe, and it's been a very popular play across the globe.
And also received some awards, no?
I don't know which awards. I do know that they have received awards, but maybe you could ask.
Because a few months ago, we had RJ Mantra volunteering with us for our very short period.
I think they did receive a few Meta Awards for the best translation and the best play, etc. I think about 2 years ago, but I'm not sure what exactly.
You're saying it's adaptation in Hindi of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, but you also mentioned it's a musical, right?
It's a musical, and it's a very... You don't really need to understand the language to be able to enjoy the play, because it's full of music, and it's a lot of comedy. There's a lot of physical comedy, so it would be fun even if you don't understand the language.
And it has been performed to rave audiences all over the world. Mm-hmm. So the language is absolutely immaterial, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Cool, it sounds really interesting. What about the Sunday? It's something about cows, no?
Sunday, Sunday is a delightful children's play, How Cow, Now Cow. This is it is from Sandbox Collective, a Bangalore company. It is full of puppets and music and projections. And life, it's great fun. It's been supported by the Goethe Institute, Max Müller Bhavan. And it is an adaptation of an original German play, Rosemary the Cow. It's an and it promises to be very stimulating for children as well as for older minds. So you must come.
So
if you have kids, you must come for sure. Even if you don't, the child in you should come.
Okay, I understand, but the play is at 7:30, no?
Yes.
So for children, that is kind of late, no?
With parents.
But a lot of children do come to us for our shows, so I'm hoping it wouldn't make much of a difference. And also, when you come in large groups, get busloads of people, so then I think you'd be safe.
We are tapping the schools also. About.
Yes.
Okay, cool. But that is already the third weekend. The previous two weekends, how did it go?
It went very well. Do you want to say anything?
Yes. We had packed audiences, great response, amazing energy, people lapping it up, mm-hmm. people making donations from their heart. It's never happened before. We are quite overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Great press coverage. Mm. And I think it's going well.
Yeah, we think it's going well. We hope it's going well for you all.
I also heard that it's going well. And for the end, you will finish next weekend, yeah?
We finish next weekend.
So which are the shows for the next weekend?
On Friday, we have a music concert, which is by Vedant Bharadwaj and Bindu Malini from Chennai. Mm-hmm. They'll be singing Kabir songs for us. These two were also part of the Kabir project at few places. So, and they sing, they sing beautiful duets also together. So let's hope that we get to hear some of them as well. This will be at 6:00
mm-hmm.
and that will be followed by an Odissi recital by Vandana Supriya and Purnima at 7:30. This will be at Friday
mm-hmm.
On the 29th.
Yeah.
30th of April and the 1st of May is a play called How to Skin a Giraffe. Yes, another animal. And this has also been supported by the Goethe Institute. Yes. So that will have How to Skin a Giraffe, two shows at 7:30, Saturday and Sunday.
And it's also a children's play?
No, this is not a children's play.
But it's more cruel, eh? Sounds cruel.
Also an adaptation from a German play called Leonce and Lena.
Oh.
If one would know of it, yeah.
Okay.
And she's in it.
Yeah, you're an actress?
Yes, yeah. I am.
Okay, since we are talking acting and so forth, as far as I know, people who are in Adishakti, they are actors and actresses, no? I mean, somehow you have to be connected with the theater because Veena Parano Charlie, she was a director, right?
Yes, we're all actors.
We are actors, drummers, musicians, and puppeteers.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing just that. You live for the theater,
yeah.
You do theater.
Yes, and yeah. We also teach performance.
Our acting methodologies.
Mm-hmm. To other actors.
You have long workshops, yes?
Yes, 10-day workshops. We do about 4 of them a year.
Residential workshops.
Yeah.
And you do support yourself because... how do you support yourself? Because I know that the plays are free of charge, yeah?
Yeah. See, simple thing. First of all, guest house rentals. We have guest house accommodation, so we get guests. But that is not much. Basically, we're doing workshops.
Most of our money comes from the workshops.
And performances, we get fees when we perform outside.
Yeah.
Especially when we perform abroad, that is good income. Like 3 shows in Germany, we get a lot of money in mm-hmm. rupees.
You're also touring?
Yes, we do. We do.
How many people are in the core team?
7 performers.
7 performers. Mm-hmm. And you run everything, workshops and guest mm-hmm. halls
yeah.
and
yes,
plays?
Everything. Yes, everything.
All the writing work,
mm-hmm.
all the communication, everything we do. We do the lights, we do the rigging, we do the focusing.
Yeah. We're also technicians.
We clean the theatre.
All other groups.
That I can understand because we're also doing everything. Yeah. It's one man show, no?
Yeah.
You have to know some everything.
Yes.
Originally, you are from where, Ashika?
I am from Bangalore, I think.
Bombay.
I
mean,
Bombay. Yeah, but I'm not very sure.
She's
I
from
grew
Bombay.
Up in Bombay, but I was in Bangalore before this for many years. So, yeah.
I'm from Bombay.
You're from Bombay. Is there anything else you would like to convey to our audience?
Keep looking out for what's at Adi Shakti throughout the year. Come in, you're always welcome. It's an energy which is worth sharing. So we'd like to share it with any of you who come.
Hmm. Yeah.
Where are we got the space in that?
Sorry?
Yeah. You are actually independent, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You are not...
No.
That's what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
What is the relation between...
We have been close to Auroville from the very beginning and as well as close to the ashram. Mm-hmm. But we are not part of either.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier, we did not have a theatre. We used to perform at Bharat Nivas. We still do. All our plays have begun at Bharat Nivas. Jean used to be our
lighting
designer
mm-hmm.
and tech head. So that is Jean is essentially Auroville anyway. So mm-hmm. Auroville was part of us. And we're very close to Orwell, but we're not technically part of it.
Mm.
We even have a Porthu's account.
Yeah, but 2 seconds.
Which I think is expired, I'm not sure.
Maybe, but we did.
Because I don't think we use it anymore.
Yeah, but we did.
Yeah. Basically, you live for the theater and that's it, yeah?
Yeah. That's actually quite it, yeah.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
See you on the weekend for those two interesting shows.
Hopefully, yes.
We'll see you.
April 24th is a Darshan Day. It's a mother's second arrival in Pondicherry. And the ashram doors will be open for darshan from 5 a.m. to noon, and there's no tokens. Between 3 to 3:30 p.m., it's open for people who walk with difficulty or aged people. Between 3:30 to 4 p.m. for people who are not mobile. And on that day, 24th of April, which is Sunday, we will have collective meditation under the banyan. A harmonious collective aspiration can change the course of circumstances, the mother said. And with an aspiration to crystallize the collective attention and consciousness towards securing the remaining physical base of Auroville, we are all invited to a silent gathering under the banyan tree between 5:30 to 6 p.m. in Matra Mandir. Invitation comes from FIU, Acres for Auroville, and Green Acres. Tomorrow, 22nd of April, which is an Earth Day, we can take a pledge for the environment. We are invited by EcoFam to come to Dreamers Cafe between 3 to 5 p.m. to learn how to make our own washable cloth pad. For 400th anniversary of Shakespeare, 23rd of April, Saturday at Creeper, 7:30 p.m., we are invited by our theater group to remember that day. And as I said, also those of you who would like to try speech of Shakespeare's, they have copies of famous monologues available for you to try and read it. But there will be also a special guest appearance by Photon from Bangalore with Macbeth and a special sing-along, Brush Up Your Shakespeare with lyrics, which we can also find on YouTube. From Resident Assembly Service, we already have a result on Resident Assembly decision-making process, entry service, and on the new mandate of FMC. And in all, less than 400 people participated in the voting. And on the question, do we agree to the new entry policy to become Auroville, including the mentor pool system, it was voted yes with 218 and no 90. On Auroville status of Auroville students, 24 for yes, 56 for no. On status of friends of Auroville, yes, 189 and no, 117. On status of relative partners of Auroville, yes, 200 and no, 98. On status of associates of Auroville, yes, 175 and no, 116. On the question, do we agree to the new FMC mandate as it proposed? It was clearly voted yes with 209 votes and no, 81. So the new FMC mandate is ratified, the same as all the sections of new entry policy. And here's an announcement from BCC on wage increase effective after April 2016. They have decided to increase wage budget by 8%. This figure has been reached after carefully considering the inflation rate and the local variations therein. However, a raise in the wage budget does not mean each wage should increase by 8%. Instead, BCC recommends the service to decide on the percentage increase of wages for the workers within their activities, such as that those earning less can get higher raise than those earning more per day. And parents and children who are going to Kavunji in Kodaikanal for summer camp, the second group, they have a compulsory meeting on 23rd of April at 5 p.m. at Certitude. And 23rd is for the second group of the Kavunji camp, which leaves Auroville on May 11th in the evening and comes back early in the morning on 21st of May. And the third group of Kavunji nature camp has a compulsory meeting on Sunday 24th at 5 p.m. at Certitude Sport Grounds. This group leaves Auroville on May 20th in the evening and come back on May 31st, early in the morning. And Santa informs us that during the months of May and June, Santa will work on a new scammer schedule as some of their doctors and therapists will be out of station. Santa will be open between 8:45 to 12:30 p.m. from Monday to Saturday. At Cinema Bar at Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Natoker Moto, like a play directed by Debesh Chatterjee and made in India in 2015 with the music of Debu Jyoti Mishra. At Eco Film Club at Sadhana Forest, Animals Are Beautiful People, made in 1974 and directed by Jeremy Weiss. At Visitors Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Joy, made in 2015 and directed by David O. Russell, and it's a biography drama comedy. On Fridays they will follow Star Wars, and this Friday we will see Attack of the Clones, Episode 2. And of course directed by George Lucas. Within the Ecofilm Fest, we will see today at 8 p.m. Weed Eater, made in USA in 2016, directed by Eden Butke and Marty Vidal, and it's a documentary. On Friday, we will see Racing to Extinction, made in USA, China, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Mexico, UK, Japan, made in 2015 by director Louis Fizoyos. And on Saturday, we will see The Lady in the Van, made in UK in 2015 by director Nicholas Heitner. At Children's Film on Saturday, 24th at 4:30 p.m., animation Shaun the Sheep, made in UK in 2015 and directed by Mark Burton. And later on within George Clouseau Film Festival at 8 p.m., La Vérité, The Truth, made in France in 1960. And the mother said, "To walk through life armored against fear, peril and disaster, only two things are needed. That two go always together. The grace of the divine, and on your side an inner state made up of faith, sincerity and surrender. Let your faith be pure, candid and perfect." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.
Thank you. Thank you.